Hello and welcome to Swiss Info's program for June 1st. I'm Susan Fogel-Masika in Bern. Sustainable and fair fashion is our topic for this week. Last month, more than 1,000 people working in a Bangladeshi textile complex were crushed to death when the building collapsed. And at the end of last year, more than 100 people were killed in a garment factory fire, also in Bangladesh. These accidents, as well as many others, have inspired champions of fair fashion to demand that labels, retailers, and consumers take action. For example, the International Clean Clothes Campaign is dedicated to improving conditions for workers in the global garment and sportswear industry. I talked with Christa Lugenbühl, head of the Swiss branch of the campaign, and asked her how tragedies like the recent ones in Bangladesh could be prevented.
It is not an unknown fact that the safety in the Bangladesh textile industry is really lagging behind. And actually, if companies would have taken serious the warnings, meaning other incidents we had in the last years, like fires, like factory collapses, of course, there would have been space for improving this the sector and the factories earlier. Now, I think this major incident with the Rana Plaza collapse really showed undoubtedly that there is an urgent need for improvement, and that's what's now being tackled with this safety agreement.
And what is the Clean Clothes Campaign doing to help?
Well, the Clean Clothes Campaign was involved since 2011 in the whole elaboration of this safety agreement together with the global unions, and also in calling for an improvement of this of the safety sector-wide. We're calling on companies for the last years repeatedly. Unfortunately, before this major Rana Plaza collapse, we were not able to convince so many companies that there is an urgent need for improvement.
But you think now maybe they'll start to pay attention. This latest incident has gotten so much media coverage that they really can't ignore it anymore, can they?
Yeah, and I think it also, it really showed like, or it raised globally the question, what price can fashion have? And certainly there are, there was majorities of consumers that are not supporting the idea that fashion actually should kill people. Of course not. And so it is really, it is raising this question of responsibility, the question of who profits from cheap fashion and who is also taking the risks, who is even risking lives. And I think these are very, very important questions that finally made it to the public. And we will make sure from our side that these questions keep in the public and that actually the improvement in Bangladesh is being implemented.
What can consumers do to make a difference?
I think it's very important that companies get the clear message from the consumers that they want fashion that is not risking the lives of the workers that are doing these clothes. So it's important to ask in the shops how it's being produced. It's important to give feedbacks to companies. And there is also a whole list of companies, of course, that has not yet signed the safety agreement. And the list of those that have signed can be found in the internet on the Industrial Global Union website. And there are many, many companies that still should actually be pushed to also contribute to the safety agreement on the implementation.
Recycling old fabric is one way of creating new fashions without wasting resources. Kazu Hugler, a Japanese-Swiss fashion designer, is an expert at this. I visited her shop and atelier in Zurich, where she showed me some of her materials.
And this one is, you know, they wore once kimono, and then we did open it. Mm-hmm. And according to wish of our clients, we remake them into garments, skirts, dresses. For example, this one is reserved for a client. Some of them have stains, then we just can really only use a little part.
Though some people love vintage clothing, Hugler pointed out that not everybody likes the idea of wearing the remains of an old kimono.
And also with a worn kimono, we have to be really careful, mm-hmm. because in Japan they don't like to wear other ones' kimono.
Okay.
Because it says that, like, I think it's maybe something so personal.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why I always want to know where it comes from. Mm-hmm. And I usually select them first before they send it back, because mm-hmm. I think still, even when people here don't mind, I think it must have a good quality mm-hmm. and a bit of a safe mm-hmm. safety that it was not, you know, worn by someone who was ill or and that's why kimono are always heritaged. And I have often clients who are bringing their own kimono because they bought it once when they were in Japan, and then we and then I make her own design.
I see. Mm-hmm.
So this is maybe the, you know, the safer way. I think it's more personal.
In fact, Hoogler creates most of her clothing with new fabric, including many prints that she designed herself. Having something custom-made is a fashion fantasy for many people. Unfortunately, this can be expensive. But what if you could get a great new look without actually buying anything new? That's what hundreds of women, myself included, did at a swap event in Zurich on May 25th. First, I scoured my closet for things I wasn't wearing for whatever reason. I came up with 5 items, a top, a vest, 2 dresses, and a handbag, all in very good condition. When I brought them to the swap counter, a woman evaluated them and gave me 5 tokens that I could trade for things of similar value. The swap was hosted by a Swiss women's magazine called Annabelle. While things were being set up, I spoke with organizer Martina Bortolani.
I create the concept of this swap event, inspired by swap events in New York, and London is a big thing in London. And we want a sensitive people not only to buy new stuff, to share. It's some kind of a vision.
It's good for the environment. Yes. It's good for the wallet.
Yes. And the people likes it very much because they are interested in, they want to swap. They have, especially here in Zurich, they have so many things. They bring so much. And they want to support this kind of event.
I also chatted with some swappers waiting to drop off their cast-offs. So what have you brought today? How many items?
4 or 5 items. I have a crochet dress, a skirt, and a couple of tops. Yeah.
And are you looking for anything in particular?
Nothing in particular. Just if I see a good item, then I'll take it.
Well, I've got two tops, which I really don't wear them. I wore them, and a blazer, like a jacket, and a pair of heels, which I also never wear. So it's. They're just standing around at home, so yeah, I thought I'd bring them here.
It's a nice chance, yeah, something that isn't working for you that you can maybe pass on.
Maybe someone likes them. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great thing, rather than just throwing them away, which would be, I wouldn't do that.
I saw it in a magazine, the Animal magazine, I think like 2 weeks ago.
And so have you brought a whole suitcase, actually?
I came from Lausanne, and I didn't want to carry it on my shoulder. It looks a little scary. I'm coming with a huge suitcase. But I have a pair of boots in there, which take up a lot of space, and some shirts and trousers.
So what's wrong with the boots?
That was like one of those buys. You pay loads of money, and I wore them once. I don't know what. They just, I don't feel good in them. Maybe they're too high, probably, yeah.
And are you looking for anything today?
Maybe like a spring coat. I'm still wearing the winter coats, but I'm hoping summer will come, so like a transition coat.
Yes, and I thought it's a good thing. I've never heard of it. And I have some clothes I can't use anymore, so it's perfect, yeah.
So the ones you can't use, is it that they don't fit or they're just not the right color?
Yeah, they mainly don't fit anymore, or I don't like them anymore, and... It's a good chance to get something new. Yeah, some new clothes I like.
And plus it doesn't cost you anything.
Yes, that's perfect. That's the good thing.
A few hours later, I came back to the venue. The Kaufleuten nightclub near Bahnhofstrasse, Zurich's main shopping street. By then, the staff had sorted the clothing and accessories and arranged them by category. And there was a huge crowd of women ready to pounce on the loot. Once the doors opened, it was hectic as everybody tried to get first crack at the garment racks. After things had settled down a bit, I asked some of the gals how they had made out. Like this woman, who didn't have much luck.
No, I found nothing.
You found nothing?
No, but only one chip or one jeton to spend.
Oh, that's too bad. But what did you bring? You brought something.
Yes, a dress.
Dress.
So you brought the dress, but you didn't find anything.
No.
So what happens now?
I think I can use the jeton in October again.
Okay. So. Well, that's good. And so do you think maybe then in October you'll bring more things?
I don't know yet.
I also met a pair of friends with an interesting story.
I brought something to swap and things in the same category were gone so fast and didn't have a selection. So I come back next time.
And what about you? Did you have a bit more luck?
Luck, yeah. A lot of luck.
What happened?
So, yeah, I come from Canada and I'm with my friend today and she's willing to give me her ticket that I can take a dress. Chaton? That I can take a dress.
Wow.
I'm not really... I fell in love with the dress. I love the dress.
It's a beautiful red evening gown, yeah. Huh?
Here we go. It's your birthday present.
Oh, yeah.
So that's awesome. Basically what happened is you brought...
I only brought 2 items. And I'm very picky, though, I must admit. So this time I didn't find anything. That doesn't mean that I'm not coming back. Next time I might be more lucky.
I found it great. I found it super.
Well, yeah. It's so cool. She had what did you say again? A skirt?
A top and a coat.
A top and a coat. A top and a coat you didn't want. And then you brought it here. Somebody else took it. But the credit you got buys your friend a dress from somebody else.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's a nice idea that things go somewhere where people like it. Someone who can wear it.
Yeah.
And all without money. That's great.
Yeah. Then I spotted a lady who was carrying the pink suede handbag that I had brought. I ran up to her for a chat. So, hi, this is wonderful. I see that you've taken my old bag.
Yeah, it's a beautiful bag. I have shoes in this color.
Really?
And I like it very much.
Well, you know, I liked it too, but I just found I wear a lot of pink and purple, and it was too much.
Okay.
And so
I like white and pink, and I like the combination of white and a little bit pink, and so it is pretty good for me.
That's fantastic. And yeah, I only used it once, so it's like new.
Yeah, it looks like very new. So I don't find so much things here. I'm a little bit enttoyed.
Disappointed.
Yeah, disappointed. But it's a nice organization. Yeah.
And what did you bring to trade, to swap?
I have a trousers and 2 shirts. Yeah, but I have 2 big bags with many clothes, and they took only 2 or 3 things.
Really?
Yeah. So it's okay.
But you've had some nice. You've had a pullover and a jacket. Oh,
yeah.
a leather jacket.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah, very nice. I have a very small size, and so I don't find so much things. But I'm very lucky with it.
As for me, I got some cool things that were as good as new. A blouse, a skirt, 2 tops, and a cardigan. About 900 women came to the swap, and by the end of it, there weren't many leftovers. The items that didn't find a new owner were donated to charity, along with the proceeds of a consignment sale held parallel to the swap meet. That's all we have time for this week. Thanks for listening. Visit us at swissinfo.ch for more on these and other stories. I'm Susan Fogel-Masika.